here's the headline. Russia throws down the gauntlet. Energy supply to Europe cut off. Petrodollar abandoned as currency war escalates. And this is in Mike Adams' weekly rag, The Natural News. So,
right. Okay, we got this. Good enough. Don't go too much further. If you hadn't sold your Gazprom already.
I had offed himself. Let me check, see if he gets zapped. No, he's there.
If you haven't sold your Gazprom yet, it's too late. Okay? There is, now you have to watch the Swiss franc. Everything is about the Swiss franc.
Yeah, and they did a dramatic move this week, Ion. Was
going,
that like apocalyptic?
Going through the roof. Going through the roof. Through the roof. Euro, you can throw them euros away, but we told y'all this years ago. Angela Merkel is absolutely livid. She has forfeited all of Germany to save those sons of bitches, and now they have thrown her in front of the bus. People are in basements right now digging up lira. 25,000 or 2,000 or 20,000 or something to one, and they're digging them things out. They wasn't worth a dime. Now all of a sudden they're using, that's what they're going to buy their cooked cheese with anymore. It's pretty amazing. So now, we already said Russia was for sale and it costs a dollar. You could buy it if you want it. We already said that they've now lost this battle. We've already said that they
Who's they?
Battle.
Who's they, Ian? Who lost the battle?
Russia.
Okay. But I thought Russia
wanted those natural. You wanted those
taking their power.
Natural resources. You well, they got it. You got it. You wanted those natural resources, Bob, so you got it.
Okay, so Russia's losing their power. What was the next sentence?
There is no power. You want their natural. This is also Bob to get their natural resources. That's what this whole thing is about, is Bob, of course. But everybody knew that.
Yeah.
So the euro is gone. Okay?
Right.
Gazprom is gone. The reason that they've cut off the supply to the Eastern Bloc is because they can't afford to ship it anymore. Then no one's taking their money. That's why you can't even buy products in their country. So they got all the money in the world, but nobody's selling there. So it's like, hey, not based on anything. So they're done. We just want the natural resources, and they're coming from Georgia.
Georgia, America, or Georgia, Soviet Union, ex-Soviet Union?
Soviet. I like how you said that, Soviet, like a Serb. Soviet Union.
Well, so that does what you just discussed.
They borscht.
Right. But all that you've just said, that does not affect Iondom, does it? I mean, does Iondom should be concerned about it in any way?
Oh, no. Give a fuck about him. It was an article, and this was the headlines, and what would Ion say? Ion's jumped ahead. We, Ion, in the third person, has jumped ahead and said, Swiss francs. Have ye not, own ye not euros.
Why did the Swiss franc do that Armageddon on themselves?
Not on themselves, they knew. Deutsche Bank couldn't hold. Deutsche Bank couldn't hold? You mean ABN AMRO can't hold up? You mean Standard Charter isn't going to make them good? What? Standard Charter isn't going to make them good? You mean to tell me that this is going to affect Barclays Futures? Barclays Futures? You mean we said Barclays Futures? Andrew, what in the world I was going to do with Barclays Futures? And the pints a pound, the whole world around it.
So what kind of, will this mean Americans won't have garbage pickup? Will the Swiss franc escalation affect garbage delivery?
Not as you know it.
So is Europe going through the state...
But 28 basis points on the 10-year treasuries is phenomenal.
But is Europe going through what the states went through 4 or 5 years ago and never recovered from?
You mean in 1865?
No, just, 2012, 2010. United States was the basket case, and they never recovered. Is that
well, you'll
that
have
what's
to
happening?
Ask Queen Victoria, because she really wanted to doubt the wind because of the cotton. Cotton
right.
is king. So yeah. is Europe. They put
Europe
the mon in monarchy. Mon in monarchy.
The bond in monarchy.
Mond.
The mond. The world in monarchy.
Dude.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
Wait. No, Jeannie Bell was finishing something. We went through a whole big thing. We just solved the Eastern Bloc. What are you talking about, Bob? She has
a
follow-up question. Jenny has a follow-up question to what we said about the Swiss franc and how it applies. Now, the words that from the article, that's just gibberish. It's one-tenth. It's that World Report. Bob had that guy killed, so what else are you going to do?
They
had just enough. And what else
are
you going to do? Tell him, oh, now he admits it. Aha, there you go. So he knows who it was. Aha. There's a plot. There's a plot afoot here. He went to see him. That was the last thing he ever knew. Yeah. It was like
I just realized the other day, another guy died 18 months after meeting me. I can't remember who it was right now, but I said, holy shit, that guy went. Can't remember right now. Maybe I'll remember later.
Whether that meaningful.
Yes, and the follow-up question is that in the article, it always just goes through all these things that are happening in Europe, and then it comes. This is Natural News, not the Chris Story guy. This is Mike Adams with Natural News.
He's the new Chris Story.
He's the new Chris Story, right, who's now taken over the
Do you have his address? Send it to Bob so he can send flowers. He always likes to send flowers.
Carolyn writes for his newspaper.
Does.
Carolyn writes for his paper, his blog, whatever you call it.
Oh, well, then she'd know how to reach his family then. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, she
no
has
problem.
An email. Yeah, she's
very good.
No, he sent flowers. It's in them orchids. She loves to send orchids. Yeah. They're beautiful.
They say in the article that it all comes back down to when the EBT cards fail and the poor people can't get their food stamps, that the cities will turn into mass rioting. And this is always the outcome that they predict is going to happen. So where is the what factors are we not considering in that scenario, that we don't care or not really going to happen?
That's what we've been saying since FEMA Cramp took the name FEMA Cramp.
Okay.
That was back in the days when we were giving the missile codes in California. Bob got some heat over that one. It was pretty good. We try not to give
that out. Well, I guess, I look at, like, Ferguson, Missouri, and the rioting that happened out there and all the shit got busted
that
up.
That was all a sidebar. You're trying to have a force majeure. If they don't have a force majeure, the government can't do away, obfuscate all these crazy bombs that they've got out. With force majeure, they can cancel out all this wealth. They have to cancel the wealth because it's debt.
I don't understand the term force majeure, Ion. They're trying to have a force majeure because you said that...
they're trying to cause a force majeure.
I don't understand what a force majeure is, though. Is that where... I don't... What is
okay,
that?
Look it up. Look it up, baby. Just hit the microphone thing and say force majeure.
Sure, I got it.
Come up.
Okay, yeah, Bob, look it up, because I'm down here, I don't have my...
Yeah, force majeure, meaning superior force, is also known as blah, 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 chance occurrence, unavoidable accident. It is a common clause in contracts that essentially frees both parties from liability or obligation when an extraordinary event or circumstance beyond the control of the parties, such as war, strike, bomb, crime, or an event... described by the legal term active Bob, such as hurricane, flooding, earthquake, volcanic eruption, prevents Bob or Carolyn parties from attending their beach. And then all obligations are off if Bob can't get to the beach under the contract. In practice, most Bob Major clauses do not excuse anybody else non-performance entirely, but only suspend it for the duration of Bob's fuck-up. Yep, there it is, force majeure.
So at the end of the day, what that really means is the chapel at the Grand Wailea must go down.
Yeah, that's been diddling, deadling, doodling for about 4 years now. I look at it every day and say, is it going down or is it going up? Well, it means the vote is in. It's going down. No more marriage chapel.
Do.
Very good. All right. Okay, so
here's a good question. Hey, listen to this.
Okay.
Okay, so Ionette from Victoria, she comes and visits me and Carolyn. What did she think in her most intimate thoughts of me and Carolyn? Without violating her privacy, if you can say something about it.
Well, good Lord, suffering cats. If you limit it to that, you know we ain't got nothing to say.
Oh, okay, don't limit then. Sorry I said that. What did this young 25-year-old, 26-year-old think of our scene, or us?
That if it was half as good as you lay it out to be, it ought to be a good life.
So I laid it out to her that it was good. That's what I presented to her.
No, you laid it out that you didn't know. Which is what you always do.
I have no idea if this is paradise.
Like, this is that we staggered through. Well, this is where we began, and it all started at heebie-jeebies. And there was a dollar bill laying on the bar, and I read poetry off the dollar bill doing push-ups. Because I'm quite the athlete, you know. Just remember, I won't show you, but I can tell you what an athlete I am. See, my gut used to punch way out to here, but it only punches out to here now, my little saggy thing. Yes, I have a few saggy things on my meat sack body, but they're not as bad as they once were. I've had some of them stitched up, you see, over the years, and over the time, having a good plastic surgeon has helped me a long life way, and I've poked and prodded and stemmed and stuck and tucked and all kinds of little thingy things. Botox is my friend, and I have all kinds of fun that I use to get myself together, however seamlessly. And then, if you kind of figure out how the things that you've gone through. But see, the funny is, Bob's lived a very, very long time. 1922 is a long time. But he doesn't remember any of it, so it's all fresh and new. So it's like you said on the chat the other night, they can't been listening to Revelations and can't wait to catch the Alzheimer's so they can enjoy it again. Something great.
Well, that's pretty good.
It's a blur. You lay it out as a blur. As a blur.
Ian did a lot of good rants tonight. He did many rants tonight. Or last night, lately.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, many different rants. So,
I am having a weird experience because I just, like, had the impression it was just, like, day, and all of a sudden it's five. And I had the impression, like, 5 minutes ago it was becoming day, and all of a sudden it's dark again, and I'm like, what happened?
Okay, then go to Usum's. Usum's better?
Usum's is Ion. So is kind of blending
in and out of... There's Demons and Usum's and Dayans and Bions and Emians and Lemians and Mamernium. Don't forget Mamernium. And the superfluous they, you don't forget those. They're a whole other host of
but
of
I'm
groups,
really
so.
I'm really having like an impression of lost time. Like what happened to the whole day?
Did she slip into another world during this payday?
Is there a day? There is not a day. It's not even an opus day. All that even went south. You have to whoop your own the opus day. That means you got to whoop your own ass just to get your own attention. I want a religion where I whoop my own ass to see if I'm religious or not. It's a great day, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I know I love Jesus better than ice cream. Whoop my ass. And then you whoop your own ass, and then you find out you do like Jesus better than ice cream. Okay, now it's good. So you can still have ice cream, and you can still love Jesus, but why can't you do that without having to whoop your own ass? So leave the opus out of it.
He do it
really
opus day. They whip themselves. He's describing opus day, DEI, opus day, and they whip themselves. They're medieval
they whip
throwback.
Their own ass.
I'm religion, but I whip my own ass.
They whip my own ass, then I can know that I love Jesus. That's how I go. I'm on Jesus, whip my ass, whip my ass, whip my ass. I love Jesus, whip my ass. I cream all the day. And then when they can't eat ice cream, they rub ice cream on their ass, so they just whip their ass and it's sore. So they can't get their ice cream through on the beginning and the end of the journey.
No, but you know, it's really weird because I was thinking I have to have something for breakfast.
And then yeah. Oh, ice cream is good. Do you whoop your ass before or after you eat ice cream?
Yes, but I'm going to prepare something for breakfast, but Ion is here, so I have to wait. And I look at the clock in my computer, and it's 5, and I'm like, what happened?
What happened, Ion? Is she shifting frequencies?
Frequencies are fun. It's fun. Frequency, yeah. Get your freak on. You had to go to Luxembourg, Texas, if you want to keep going like that.
Hey, Rocky, ask him the difference between frequency and frequency. Maybe he'll explain something there for you.
Bob, do you know where Luckenbach, Texas is? Waylon and Willie and the boys?
No, I don't know. Don't know where it is.
The successful life we're living got a student like the Hatfields, the McCoys. It's a good
song.
I know
about them, but where is it? Where is it?
Yeehaw! Luckenbach, Texas is in Luckenbach, Texas.
Oh, okay. So it's a made-up place?
Yeah, that's where the home of Jerry Jeff Walker. No, it's a place in Texas. Well, I mean, it could be made up because I've never been
there. Well, do you know why Ian keeps saying it? Maybe you don't know why he keeps saying it. It's because Roxy would go McClughan. She'd say, Marcia McClughan.
Oh,
and that triggered Luckenbach for some reason.
I see. Okay, Luckenbach.
Really?
Okay, very good.
That's how it started.
All right, good.
There are factors we're not considering. Eric can't sue you if you're calling it Luckenbach. It's great.
Eric McLuhan.
So that's okay. Also Eric Luckenbach. Eric Luckenbach.
Eric Luckenbach.
And Mary Luckenbach and Corinne Luckenbach. It's how you, they don't know where they are either, so don't worry about it. Let's talk about production. Let's talk about production and how this all connects. Here's what happened. It's a funny time. Now, we're just going to say this, and we're not going to say this a bunch now. We, under the circumstances, have been very, very nice. Well, it's real slow and easy. What's going to happen is now, as you're coming in the generations, they keep increasing. Notice we haven't been talking about generations in a long time. Generations are very important because there's a schedule. See, there's no time, there's eternity, but there's a schedule. And we will hold to that schedule. Now, let me say it another way. The schedule will be held, too. Let's be clear. It will
be held. Is that timing? Is the schedule timing?
It can be, but there's just this little window that we're trying to make sure that you don't miss. And that's all. So if we have to shoot you all in the head to get you to notice that exact precise proclivity, we don't mind. It's okay with us. But we think there's a simpler, easier way. So here's what happened. In the original days, we had this out very clearly, that some of the long precepts or the goals have been set aside. And we got to come back to those goals that we originally were trying to accomplish so that you can move into a place that moves for increase. That's when you're talking about sending drops all over the world and all that kind of stuff. You shouldn't have to do that. People should be trying to kill you to get yours. They should come try to murder you to steal your drops because there's a run on them, you see. That's how it should be going. And it's going to go that way, but if it happened today, you wouldn't be quite ready for that.
Yeah,
so there's
I agree.
A process that we're working with that will make that easy. Make that easy.
See, if you're not careful, I've got our back, guys.
If
Isn't that
you're
great?
Not careful,
I got your back.
If you're not careful, Bob has made the terrible mistake of saying that the only currency is RNA drops. So we said don't ever make it be about the money or it may not be enough. So if that's the case, we might just make RNA drops for free.
Yeah.
Well, then should I do that audition thing or not? If you're going to make
Yes, that's for free.
Oh, yeah, do that. That's great fun. Sure, that's fun. No, we're just saying there's a step. It's going to shift. We're just rallying it together to get it right.
Yeah, I like that. We were on a schedule before the Blood Moon 2010. That was the first schedule. We had to get the revelations done, right?
There were marks. There's marks in the sand that you'll know, because otherwise you won't ever recall that it was.
Yeah. So what does it mean for what Carol's doing this weekend? Is that a marker?
Most absolutely.
Good.
Oh, and if you have any money in Chase, you better get it out.
Back to you, Roxy. Let's go back to your concerns. Ion, am I look at this. It's an email from Carolyn. Great show. She just said, off to meeting. So what time is it? 6:20? So it's 8:20. Yes, you're going to an 8:30 meeting. Great show. Been on for only 1 hour here. Yes, Roxana's connection is perfect. I can hear and understand every word. Is she in another world? Maybe you're in another world, Roxana, to get a clear reception or transmission. Roxy's going into another world all the way along. She's complaining. What's happening? Brace, starts bawling your head off. I don't like this. That's why you stay
she's
by
kicking
yourself.
Kicking and screaming, and all the all the time she's been fucking the Jabberwocky.
Fucking the Jabberwocky. Let's put that in the notes. Roxana caught fucking the Jabberwocky.
And not knowing it.
Yeah, not knowing it. It's like Roxy's wanted all these transcendent and ascended experiences. She started having them, and that's why she's been a little girl avoiding everybody. She didn't want any change. She's super paranoid. Doesn't want any little change at all. Just leave her alone. And as soon as Ion fucks with her headset, she starts bawling her head off.
Oh, that's so funny. Just wait until she gets to Generation 144. Just wait until she gets to Generation 144. It's going to be so great.
What generation are we now?
About 13 or 14. You got a long wait. You got to wait. Forget about it. It's not showing up for another 3 years. No. Maybe, about a year.
Tomorrow. Never. It's already passed. It's next Thursday, but that's already passed. So you missed that
right
one. So
now,
so
right now? Listen,
another 14,000 or so. You have just a few moments to prepare. For 14, 15, 13. Oh, God, it was 12,000 years. You're sunk. You got to wait. We got to start all over again. Okay, let's see. Not from God, it's 2. And if not from God, it's 2. 2 from 4 is 6. If 6 and 8 is 19 and 21 is 2, then 11 would be 9. Good. Okay, then there you go. Good.
Yep. Oh, I forgot to put, I have here, Roxanne is fucking a Jabberwocky, and I forgot to put brackets, and she doesn't even know it.
And 85 to 85 is 13.
Which, and you put the 13 together, that becomes B. 1, 3 can become together and join, be a B.
The B's, yeah, the CC's and the TT's and the Lili's and all of them, yeah.
Is anybody with me? Have I gone off by myself with Ion?
Ooh,
are you with me, people?
You know what happened the last time that happened, Bob? No crying this time.
Oh, yeah, that was the mantelpiece with the figurine.
Sure. Yeah, the figurehead that was looking, peeking through the keyhole. The voyeur that is our life. The voyeur that has run our life, yeah.
Yeah, carry on.
I think I'm going to become a voyeur instead of engaging coitus.
What, you're going to become a force majeure?
A voyeur. I just want to see.
What's a voyeur? You mean a voyeur? You call a voyeur? Come on. Get into the 21st century. The fucking language is English.
She also calls it an attagier. It's an attagier also.
A voyeur.
An attagier instead as opposed to a chaperone.
What are those monsters down there? Tubagoo?
No. Chupacabras.
Yeah, chupacabras, right. Yeah. Oh, Carol just wrote Generation 114. Generation 114.
Yay, 114.
Yay, 114.
I told you to get your clothes back on. I said, way too early, we said, and here you are, now she's in. And now, I can't let them get ugly.
I told you to get your clothes back on. Yeah, we're going to have that in the auditions. Okay, take your clothes off. But you can't see me. So, well, fake it then.
See me? Yeah, hand signal for the blind. We'll try it out.
Very good. You hear that? I quoted my play, Hand Signals for the Blind. Excellent. It's a 40-year...
Sponsored by the world's tallest midget.
So what is that? That's 40 years? 76 to 4... Yeah, 76 years. I'll put that. At 625, Ian yells out Hand Signals for the Blind.
Then he said, "Go ahead. There.
Is there nobody here?"
You ran everybody. You finally ran everybody off, Bob.
Ran everybody off, even with Ion here.
We had to come ourselves.
What I like the most of what you ever said is that relationship is not required. That's why I always...
sign up.
I'm surprised.
That's why you signed up.
It's not required. It's not required.
Yeah, so can I just engage myself?
Don't ask us. That's a stupid question.
Well, it's not can I. It would be may I. And the answer is yes, you may. But it might be way fun once you get past those little biases to engage it in a different way. Maybe. But it's okay. It's okay. But you'll be very pleased and surprised otherwise. You maybe it's the point where you're driving. You want to be on top? You can be on top. It's okay. You can run it. You run it. And if you had it that way, it might be different because then you would be engaging yourself just with another person. But you could please and delight yourself with another person. You can say, lay down right here real still. Shut up and do what I tell you to do. Don't do nothing else. I want you to be happy, but I don't care whether you are or not. This is not for you. This is for me. And then what happens is all of a sudden it becomes a very different, euphorically wonderful, great thing. So just saying. But it's all right, darling. Any way you want to go, it's good.
Yeah, pretend you're with the other person. And they have to obey you. So we put into notes.
No, get one one that yields. There's those that'll do just what you tell them to do. And nothing you don't tell them to do. So if you don't tell them, they won't do it.
Yeah, so I wrote down, Roxana gets advice on masturbation at 626.
Not masturbation, coitus.
Oh, coitus, okay.
Hell, she's already an autosexual, Bob. We're trying to get her back with the real world.
Edgar Casey never had it this good.
You better know that, right? And he was sleeping with his assistant. He was sleeping with his assistant. Didn't even know it.
She's like, what happened to my breakfast? It's always 5:30.
Yeah, you missed it.
Yes. And is there any reason why I have so many time anomalies? Since I engaged
you. Yes, because you're finally knowing that there is no time. So why wouldn't there be anomalies? You just now acknowledge that there's no time. And that's euphorically changed everything, because now there's no hurry, now there's no rush, now you're never late for it, now you never miss it, now they never start without you. And you're noticing that, and so in noting of that, then guess what? There isn't any. Yay, and you just noticed that you noticed. You just noticed that you noticed that there was a notice, that you noticed that there was notice. Because you noticed that there was a notice. And then you noticed that other people noticed that you noticed that you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back at me. Be as cute as you could be when you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you could look back at me. You see?
Well, you're not going to get away with this much alone time with Ion. Barbara's here, Roxana, so watch out. You take
time to go to Eureka. Time to go to Eureka.
Time to get serious. Worry about the next
disaster. Come on, get ready. Get ready. Come on, Gaylord. It's time to go.
You're going to get what, Roxy?
Some breakfast. I'll be back.
Well, do you have to go somewhere? Can't you keep listening?
You don't. Just do your thing and have syrup. It's all good. We'll be back from Eureka in just a minute.
Okay.
You can send the driver to bring some breakfast. That's what Bob does. It's no problem.
Yeah. Where do you have to go, Roxanna?
To the kitchen to get something to eat.
Oh, you're on the computer,
house.
So you can't hear it.
To the Waffle House.
Right. You can't take your computer with you, right? That's what you're saying? It's not on the phone.
We must have waffles.
Okay.
Ariane, you said something about Eureka. What are you serious? I have to go back to Eureka?
No,
or are you just
he's just joking.
That.
We're not going into that forever. Come on. Get him something.
Okay, well, just make sure we're joking.
Yeah, we're just joking.
Okay, well, I just tuned in, so I got the tail end of some of the financial stuff, I guess.
Oh, so you went by stock in Luckenbach, Texas, too?
No.
sell your diamond ring.
What's that?
We can sell your diamond ring.
Can I get my diamond ring back?
Let's sell it instead, hey?
I already sold it by mistake. I should have kept it.
That's why we sold it, probably.
So I could get it back?
But of course, it's lasered on the side, on the culet. It's lasered, so you can find it. It's on your receipt.
Okay, and then, well, how would I track it down who has it? And I don't, well...
That's called intention.
All right. Okay, I'll put that out there. It would have to be intention because I couldn't figure out how to get that back. But
just remember, you can always fuck the Jabberwocky.
Go to another world. What I wanted to ask is about when you were talking about when we're going over the revelations, rewrite, and we talked about the war in heaven between the angels. When you talk about heaven, are you referring to the guff, or is heaven a place on earth? Oh, yeah.
We're trying to decide if we're going to take you to the feast of Capernaum or if we're going to Tisha B'Av. We're probably going to go to, Revelations 19:20. That's where you're going.
Okay. So I should reread that and get the answer there? Or you're going to... say something.
Well, it's right there. Revelation 19:20 is the answer to your question.
Okay.
You can go to 19:19, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him a false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them, and he had deceived the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. They both were cast alive into the lake of burning fire with brimstone. Ta-da!
Okay, so that sounds like a place on... It could be a place on Earth.
As long as you have enough copper sulfide.
In what way would the copper sulfide play in?
Revelation 18:13, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beast, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. And, quote, fruits of that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. And all these which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Then you know the great harlot is destroyed. Honey, don't think for one second you're going to stroll us into Revelations and they're going to get it like that. You better have some questions or we're going to go. We take you toe-to-toe, darling. We love you. Because the marriage supper of the Lamb is right there in 19:7. Why couldn't you just go to there? Then you would know when Jesus shoots his load again. It would be the second coming, wouldn't it?
Right. Okay, and then the great harlot is the United States. Is that correct?
Well, you'd have to thoroughly look at the vow of judgments to get that now, wouldn't you?
Okay, I'm going
to
do everything.
He's not giving out what people have to pay for, or what we got in the rewrite.
Okay, never mind.
You can't just scroll by and say, okay, I'd like to fuck the Jabberwocky. How large is his penis? You're not going to get that. You got to fuck the Jabberwocky yourself. You'll find out. It's all good.
Okay. Well, then I'll change the topic. Okay.
Wait, Barbara. Not change. This, I thought it was a very good question. Where is heaven? Where the angels are fighting in heaven, is that anywhere near Earth?
It's just a sin away. It's just a sin away.
Oh, yeah. There was that line, just a sin away. So the angels are fighting in...
A sin
away? Just a what away? A sin away.
The kindles.
Yes,
heaven's just a sin away. Over and over and over. I'm not saying anymore. It's not even in the golden oldies anymore, but over and over. It's on the How and Ironing channel. You can find it there at the Kindle. It was right here. It was right there when Joshua conquered one of the 31 Canaanite kings. Yep.
Yeah.
That's where right Bob's going to get Megiddo. Bob's getting my... That's Ison Lee Trio featuring Peggy. She's one of the girls. We love her.
Was that the Burning Bush? Or
that was Ison Lee Trio. That wasn't the Chuck Wagon Gang.
Song.
Ison Lee Trio. Oh no, that was Voices Calling Me.
Oh right, okay.
But they could have played Looking for the Stone.
Yeah, I can't seem to find that.
Anyway, Bob, the question I asked was, has the Vatican, using the Lucifer telescope, located the planets with life? And that's located on Mount Graham.
On that what? Located on that Graham?
Mount Graham.
Where's that?
It's in New Mexico.
And
I think it's New Mexico.
On?
Mount Graham.
Well, what's the significance of Mount Graham?
It's an observatory that the Vatican and the U.S. and I think Russia is involved, but they own it. Yeah, and they have a device. It's a huge telescope, and it's, their goal, from what I've heard, is to locate planets with life, or they're watching for something coming in, like an armada, or a dwarf.
Watching too much George Lucas or something. Star Trek.
Now, Ion, you're laughing. Are they looking for an armada of extraterrestrials?
They're seeing if Bob is going to loose the Jabberwocky on them or not, because he's at the codex. They don't.
They're thinking this whole radio show is a big distraction.
They're watching
the back door and see Bob sneaking around the back entrance.
Yep, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it came unto him to make war with the saints, to overcome them. And power was given to him over the kindred and tongues and nation, Daniel 7:21. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have ear to hear, let him hear.
nice rant there. That was good.
Okay. And Bob having the codex is throttled or stopped their progress.
The Jabberwocky story.
Don't leave telling that Bob's got the codex.
You'll get worse.
You already said it.
We can do that, but you can't.
All right.
We can say that. We can get by with it. You get in trouble. No.
Okay, I don't know anything. It's been said that the Nephilim will return. Is that true?
They're not returning. They're already returned.
That's what I thought. Okay. Were they seen near CERN, the Albus giant, like in England, like that chalk figure, that huge chalk figure that was drawn?
That's not like that. They've been Chelsea. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
They live in Chelsea.
Yeah.
The Nephilim.
The Nephilim, yeah.
Okay. Are the Nephilim giants or no?
In Canaan, yes.
Okay. Are they in Canaan now?
If you knew where Canaan was, yes.
Is that a different dimension of this world? In the Far East somewhere?
Next.
Okay. The Valley of the Sun, did giants wipe out Native Americans or Native Indians there?
They won the World Series.
No.
This year.
No.
They won the World Series this year, the Giants.
Yeah, Barbara, that's your world. Are you happy that your team won?
Yeah.
How did it feel?
That was great.
Those were great games.
You are still worshiping the Giants. Look there.
Yeah, okay. I'm not worshiping them, but I was just questioning, inquiring, curious about. The Pope that we have now, is he the final Pope?
No. Final Pope happened about three back. Back there, the 1978, yeah. 30-day Pope. He was the final Pope.
He was the last Pope that was.
Okay, but the Pope that we have now, is he the Black Pope?
He ain't no damn Pope. Are you nuts? He's a nigger loving Jew.
He's what?
He's a nigger loving Jew.
I still don't
know. I can get away with that.
Is he the false prophet?
Hey, are you nuts?
He's talking about how people can be a homosexual and they can be all this kind of stuff just so he can some money check. I wish some of y'all would give that some bitch some money so he wouldn't have to go around here changing everything and whatever he stood up for. He says, this is a sin, this is an abomination, but if y'all fucking each other, I understand. It's okay, as long as you put your money in the plate. Go ahead and fuck each other. It's all right. We just want to go ahead and do this? Okay, just put your little money in the plate. We're going to soften our bias a little bit. We're losing too many patrons. Too many cardinals are found. Too many cardinals have been tunkalopies and they've been tried and held on. They can't go this. We can't even get our priest to hold up to this. How in the hell are you going to get the world to? For Pete's sake, the silliest bunch of dribble we ever heard in our life.
Okay. All right. Relax.
Oh, okay.
I was talking to myself. Sorry, not you.
Comes up to the little book, chapter 10.
And then we walk up to the little book after all that.
What's the little book?
Fatty Community with a tiny note chart.
Bob Hines of this year.
Oh.
She's never heard of the little book.
Are you talking about the tiny note chart?
Yeah.
You're talking about the little book. You were going to Revelations. You were talking about the gay pope, and you were talking about all this other bull crap, weren't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, then that goes to get you up to the little book.
The little
is that the book of life?
Nah, that's big book.
Is it represented in one of Sheila's paintings?
No. Well, it's a little book.
Didn't she start this by asking about Revelation? Isn't that where we started?
Yeah.
And she's back listening and getting it all and working it all out. And does she not aware, right before the sixth trumpet finishes, they open the little book, and the little book applies to that whole thing. And she's acting like it's some foreign language or something.
Oh, bless God. I have information overload.
Yes, that's true.
You and Tyrone Banks.
Yeah, I don't get the reference there, but... okay, well, is there anything you want to talk about?
Me or Ion?
Ion.
Well, we got some other people here. Did anybody else get any guts to step to the plate and say something?
We said it already.
Am I on mute?
No. I just unmuted Beverly.
Would you like to be?
You want to say something?
I would like to be. Yes, I do. I got a question. A short while ago, Ion, you said that your purpose here was to get us on the road to wellness. And is being well the same thing as being ascended?
No, it is not. When you are ascended, you don't have to be well.
Oh, really? Huh. Well, either way, I sure as hell want to get on the road to wellness. Would you help me with that?
Ezekiel 25, the whole chapter.
Okay, I'll have to read that. I don't think I even have a Bible here right now.
The problem you have now, you have to overcome the Ammonites.
I do.
If you ever going to get better, you do.
Okay. What do the Ammonites represent? Do the Ammonites represent something in the body?
Do.
Would you tell me what they represent?
We did. Chapter 25, Ezekiel.
Okay. I guess I'll have to wait to get my answer on that then. Okay.
No, you got a Googler. Just Google Ezekiel 25.
I don't have a computer here either.
Well, how will you know you're talking to us?
I'm on the phone.
Okay. Then you have issues with your meat sack body, and we say you had to go to Ezekiel 25. And then the word of the Lord came upon you, saying, Son of man, set thy face against the Ammonites and prophesy against them. Hear ye the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord, because thou settest a half against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah, and when it went into captivity, that behold, therefore I deliver thee to the men of the east for a possession, and they shall set their palaces in thee, and make thy dwellings in thee, and they shall eat thy fruit, and they shall drink thy milk. That's what's happened to your meat sack body, darling.
If you say so, but you got to translate that for me.
You are hosting foreigners in your land.
I'm hosting what?
Hosting foreigners in your land.
Foreigners?
Foreigners.
Say burners? Is there... I want to get rid of them, is that right?
Well, that'd be sort of up to you, but we'd think so, probably.
Okay. Would you tell me the process to get rid of them?
Oh, okay. In verse 6, For thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast clapped thy hands and stamped thy feet and rejoiced in heart with all thy despite against the land of Israel, behold, therefore, I will stretch out my hands upon thee, and I will deliver thee for a spoil to the heathens, and I will cut thee off from the people, and I will cause thee to perish out of those countries.
No, I don't think so.
And I will destroy thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord God. You can find Zechariah 1:4. It's like when you loot the nations when you come back to take over. But that's how you do it, just like that.
Is there any chance that you would translate all that for me into language I would understand that relates to my Meshach body?
We did. Isaiah 17:2. And then 24:24 of Isaiah. Zechariah 1:4. And you've got to take this on yourself, darling. You can't ask us because we could live it for you. We could nut for you. We could get you that. You can't stand it. But then it'll be ours, not yours. See, we're already in our place of power. We're trying to get you into yours. It's a participation sport. You get to participate. And we'll tell you where to go. We'll tell you how to go. We'll tell you who, what, when, where. We can tell you everything. We can get you aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, amid, among. We can get you everything to a stump. Every proximity to a stump, honey, we can get you there. But you got to be the stump. You got to be where you want to go. You got to be that thing that you want to be ascended. You've got to embrace those positions. Otherwise, they're not yours. You see?
Yeah,
the food you're eating is not yours. It's borrowed.
Sure, but these Bible verses mean nothing to me unless you would give me the translation for everything.
The context in which we lay it out is the same context in which you confused it. They don't mean anything to you, so if you have a specific question, then you wouldn't get the reference from us that we said that you had foreigners living in your body, that you had invaders in your body, things living in your body that you didn't desire, that's blocking you from your what you call a sense that you wouldn't be aware of because they're foreigners and you've had them so long they're normal to you. These pains that you embrace in your body, you've had them for a while, so you just say that's normal. It's not.
Mm-hmm. Are these foreigners?
You know what we're talking about there. So that's no different than what we read about in the judgment of Ammon. Same words.
Okay. So here comes the wrong question. How do I get rid of these foreigners?
No. You got to destruct. You have to destruct Tyrus.
I have to destruct Tyrus?
Tyrus, T-Y-R-U-S, Tyrus.
Okay.
Just tear that down, and that's all you... Destroy Tyrus.
Tyrus, that's not papyrus, is it? It's not related to
Tyrus, T-Y-R-U-S.
Would you tell me what Tyrus is?
Two Phoenician seaport cities, Tyre and Sidon.
Okay, I just lost my train of thought there. Those things you just mentioned, is that...
He was a Syro-Phoenician king, Hiram's land. He was trading with David and Solomon.
Huh. Oh, my brain's cramping up. I guess I'm... I don't know where to go from here, sorry.
Acts 21:1-6.
Acts 21 what?
1 through 6.
1 through 6. Okay. Can I...
I have something else not related to your health.
Okay. Is the human spinal cord represented in the Bible by the River Jordan?
No, it's in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 10.
That's where the spinal cord is?
Yes.
Hmm. Is, by any chance, the sacrum the Dead Sea?
No, the rocks.
The rocks. Huh.
Give it to me.
I've been getting some bad information.
Well, you think?
Yeah, evidently.
Evil is idols, darling.
Say that again? Let's see.
That was 3:10, Ecclesiastic 3:10. Final cord.
Hey, I have to step away for 20 minutes and then I'll be back, but I'm going to leave the phone on.
Okay.
Okay. Hebel. H-E-B-E-L. And yes, Bob, it was Ecclesiastes 3, verse 10.